You're listening to the Innovation Made Easy podcast with Chiara Covone, episode number 78. Welcome to the Innovation Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Chiara Covone, ex-corporate leader turned executive coach and speaker. I'm here today to unfold insights of leadership wisdom and personal development to inspire you to achieve success both at work and in life. Are you ready to create your own success story? Then let's dive in. What do great salespeople have in common? How is it that some people just score at the top of their ranking year after year? And we're reaching the end of the year, right? So that's really the time in which you draw the line, say, how did this year go? And I was reading an article about, several articles about, what do great, successful people actually have in common? And it's really interesting that there's a lot of science around finding those common points. So I wanted to share with you this knowledge on what are the things. And a lot of it has to do with attitude, a lot of it. But let's jump into it. Now, the first thing that typically successful people, if it's a salesperson, if it's a CEO, if it's a other type of exposed role have in common, is really the fact that they take ownership and responsibility. What I'm saying here is that it's really about the locus of control, the locus of control. Are you taking responsibility and ownership of what's happening? Now, some things are out of our control, so it's not our fault, but we have a responsibility on how things go. And that's really so powerful when we are not blaming external circumstances of our results, and then instead we take ownership. There's not a coincidence that the same people are at the top of that board year on year. It is really actually because those people take more responsibility on their actions, on their results. So what is the locus of control? What are the variables you can control? How consciously and intentionally are you looking at them? And where are you focusing your energy? Accepting that you have power and that that power lies inside you instead of outside you is really an amazing mindset shift that you can do to really start taking control of your results. And so whatever your current situation is, if your role, your earnings, your result, ask yourself these questions. How did I get here? Right? What did I do that brought me here? Did I build the right relationships? Did I put in extra work? Did I speak up? Did I blame others for failures and only took credit for my successes? There is this beautiful book, I think it's the book From Good to Great, that really differentiates between the companies and the CEOs that bring companies to succeed versus the ones that are less successful. And it's so interesting that the successful CEOs, when things don't go right, look inside. And actually when things go well, they are not taking all the credit. They're actually saying, well, I've been lucky. The circumstances out there have been also in my favor. It's not just me. I think it's such an interesting perspective, because I do see a lot of my coaching client often that they don't take responsibility. That is external. So you have the blame in the circumstances, that become victim of their situation instead of saying, okay, if things don't go right, I am part of the problem. And I love that, because if you're part of the problem, you've heard me saying this before, you can also be part of the solution. So taking that accountability, that power within us to say, yes, things are not going amazingly, let me think and see what I can change, how I can look at this differently, what I what small shifts I can make to actually get a different result. And if things go right, then of course you want to recognize your hard work, but also because you have put the conditions for the things to go in the right direction. The other piece is, how do you deal with obstacles? And I can link all the other episodes that I've spoken about obstacles before on the show notes, but I really think it's such a powerful approach to success. Obstacles are part of the journey. The question is, how are you going to look at the obstacles? Are you going to look at them opportunity for you to learn and develop and do something different? Or are you instead going to use them as excuses for withdrawal and quit? This is really about you being resourceful, about us being resourceful, about looking at the difficult situation, time pressure, whatever it is, and really looking at, okay, what are the resources that I have at arm reach, and how can I use them? How can I leverage them? Rather than blaming what you don't have, focus on what you do have, and how do you maximize that, your intelligence, your brain, your time, your energy, your experience, your intuition. Instead of saying, oh, I don't have that, or I don't have that, I don't have the great website, I don't have this. Sometimes I see so often people blaming what they don't have instead of focusing on what they have. And that is energy distraction. That is a draining of your energy. Focus on your resources. This is really what we see in successful people, is that they are focusing on what they have and maximize it and be excited about that resource, rather than focusing on what you don't have. The next one is about expertise. Because the fact is that when you are selling something, when you're telling a story to somebody, you are basically bringing them along on the journey. So the more you know about it, the easier it's going to flow. The more it's going to be natural for you to tell that story. I see myself when I'm trying to explain something that I don't master very well, I become very, uncomfortable, versus something that I master very well. Then it's a no-brainer. Then it's much easier to bring you along. It's much easier to answer questions. I'm not afraid of you answering questions right and left, because I know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is why, the confidence, I always say the confidence is a byproduct. It's a byproduct of us having the courage to go after our dreams, to go after what we wanna master, develop that capability that is basically knowledge and experience, and then you can really develop that confidence. So how are you really investing into understanding, not at a perfectionist level, but really just be curious about, do I know enough of this? Do I feel like I can tell the stories behind this topic, and I really want to bring you along this journey? And always think about, how do I inspire myself? How do I don't feel scarcity towards you that I don't know enough? And instead, I just want to be here sharing my knowledge and bring you along on the journey. And that is, of course, all about experience. It's about practicing. And that's the capability piece. The capability piece doesn't come at day zero. Every master was once a beginner. So we want to be starting somewhere and having that courage, the desire to really develop that capability, to be out there and sharing and bringing people in the journey. That is really what we want to be working on. But think about, you can't wait for confidence to be there. Confidence is coming as a result, but you want to be expert in your field. You want to be knowing things. You want to feel giving that impression of deep curiosity, so that people don't need to bother, right? When we're selling something and I feel like, oh, I got to do my homework because you haven't done your homework, that's really where we're lacking the trust. The building of the trust is lacking. So expertise leads to confidence, capability leads to confidence, and that leads to trust, leads for people to trust and look at you with a different eye. The next one is really beautiful because it's about generosity. Some people are very, worried about sharing the knowledge and sharing what they know and how they do things, and they're really holding back. And that is really driven by a sense of scarcity. If you are comfortable with your knowledge, you just want to share it. There is nothing to hide. There is nothing that prevents us both to be successful. It's not if you're successful, I won't be successful. This idea of competition, it's so old school for me. And I really believe instead of making the pie bigger. So if I am sharing something with you and helping you out, I know that another day you will be helping me out in some other form. And even if you don't do that, it's fine as well, because I feel good sharing my knowledge. I feel good inspiring you. I feel good sharing you my failures, the path that has been tough and struggling and overcome, you know, how I overcame my obstacles, because it's all beautiful stories to share and for you to be inspired to also try, to also go after your dreams. And I love the fact that, in fact, successful people tend to be the ones that are generous, that are sharing, because you're not holding back, you're not stingy on your knowledge, on your successes. You're not worried of losing everything, because you know that, you know, take everything away from me, I'll be able to redo it, because I've done it once, so you'll do it another time. Most of the people that have inspired me in the last 18 months, 2 years, are very generous people. They're not holding back. They're giving everything away that they can, because they know that there is always something where you can make money on somewhere else. You don't need to be stingy on your knowledge. I love that. I really love that. And finally, it's about pace. Pace of not avoiding things. It's pace about keeping that momentum. If you have a customer, get back to the customer. Ask where they are. Create that sense of urgency, but in a nice way, in a way that you really want, I want you to join me. I want you to join this amazing journey. Don't hold back. Don't think about it too much. You know, you've heard me saying this so often, where sometimes we like to linger in indecision, in confusion, and that slows us down. Just, you know, go with it. Take a decision and then see what the good is you will find on the way. Of course, try to take as informed decision as possible, but don't let perfectionism, don't let desire for over-information hold you back and lose opportunities. So that momentum, and I know that at the end of the year, there is a lot of driving forces and different energies of, I need to close this down before the end of the year, versus, oh, nobody's going to listen to me because everybody's so busy, so I might as well postpone it to next year. And just go with it. Just go and ask the questions. Go and clarify your customers' questions. What are they holding back? What information do they need to make any decision? So the quickness, the momentum, the keeping the flow, the energy going, not the rush and the sense of scarcity, but that energy of being inspired to really want to make things happening. It's another trait of successful salespeople and successful people in general. So there you have it. I hope this was inspiring and that you can go through the different pieces that I discussed here and really think, where am I? You know, where is my attitude in terms of finding, taking responsibility, taking ownership of my failures, not just my successes? How much am I focusing on my locus of control? How much am I tapping into my resources versus focusing the energy of what I don't have, of the scarcity that is out there, or the lacks that I have, instead of the strengths that I have and the resources, the weapons, the tools, the resources that you have? Are you curious to become an expert in your field? Are you asking the questions? Are you going to be your own customer and really dig into curiosity and telling the stories before you get exposed to your customers? Are you open to help others and to share your knowledge? And finally, Are you wanting to do that with pace and with excitement to keep the momentum flow? Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to let you know that I have a free masterclass for you to access. It is a comprehensive class about why we procrastinate and what we can do to instead achieve massive results. If you're tired of dreaming and wanting and you're ready to take inspired and effective action, then this masterclass is for you. Go to covone.se/goal and get instant access to this free masterclass to help you finally stop procrastinating and allow your dreams and wants to take back the front seat.